Weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
Cambridge 105.
So every day at this time, we're looking at the 35th Cambridge Film Festival. And today we're going to be hearing from Film Festival programmer Bill Lawrence, who has a knack for programming the stranger of the international films on show. This year, he's handled the Lech Majeski season, taking recent films from the Polish director and the director himself visiting for the whole strand. The core of the retrospective are the films which draw their inspiration from famous paintings, The Mill and The Cross, where the film appears to take place inside the world of Bruegel's The Procession to Calvary. It stars Michael York and Rutger Hauer. And Field of Dogs, which references Dante's Inferno. Surprisingly, for all that, they are accessible and beautiful films, and not that long. Toby Miller has been speaking to Bill, and he started by asking how he got involved in programming the strangest films in the festival.
Our saviour is being browned mercilessly. In most paintings, God is shown parting the clouds, looking down on the world in displeasure. Although he has fallen at the center of my painting, I must hide him from the eye.
Why would you want to hide him?
Because he's the most important.
I think it started because I think the first one I wanted to do was Jos Stelling, who's an interesting Dutch filmmaker, and I'd seen some of his films quite a few years ago, and I always wanted to do a retrospective of his work. And the director of the festival, Tony Jones, said yes, so I got to do that. Then, on the back of that, I got a reputation for programming bizarre films. So I've been looking not just for bizarre, but for filmmakers who have a particular vision, who are trying to do something very different. And I saw Lech Majewski's Onderica, Field of Dogs, at the Berlin Film Festival in 2014. And the early part of it seems quite normal, but then it, having established his premise, it then moves off into the most extraordinary visual and visionary filmmaking.
Almost all the films you're showing have been directed by Lech Majewski have been made in the last 20 or so years, and some of them far more recently than that. But he began directing in the early 70s, and he's very falls almost in the middle of a very fruitful period for Polish cinema. Where does he... But he seems to sit outside those directors, that crowd, a little bit. Why do you think that is?
I think Lech is not somebody who feels confined by nations. He works internationally, so he sees the world culture and historically culture as his playing field. He is clearly restless in terms of his imagination and experiments endlessly, but he's very successful in achieving an artistic vision. So to call him an artist, I think, is absolutely correct. It's just that his form happens to be film.
My painting will have to tell many stories. It should be large enough to hold everything.
Could you speak a little bit about the triptych? I think that's the correct word.
Yeah.
For the films that are showing, we had, as you've mentioned earlier, we've had The Garden of Earthly Delights, which has already shown, sadly, but there's still to show by the time this runs, Field of Dogs, which is based loosely on Dante's Divine Comedy, and last night and again this Friday you have The Mill and the Cross, which is Bruegel's Procession to Calvary. All three of them together are completely different films. They're quite accessible, but endlessly strange and inventive films.
They are very different. I was trying to understand from him last night where the idea for the trilogy came from. It just seemed that it's a loose trilogy. It just happened to be working with the Masters. He feels that he has these direct conversations with either Hieronymus Bosch, Peter Bruegel, Dante. But each one uses a very, very different style. The first, the Garden of Earthly Delights, is early video, whereas the Mill on the Cross is a much more spectacular tour de force, I think, and is endlessly fascinating because of the way it uses green screen, blue screen techniques, it uses animation. It takes a single picture, it deconstructs it, then invents stories around the individual characters. I didn't know there were 500 characters in the painting until last night, but they all get their turn, and they then come back together for the final sequence. The third part of the trilogy, it moves to a much more conventional style of filmmaking, sort of more obviously European art house. But even within that style, there are set pieces which are just phenomenal in terms of their visionary, startling, emotional impact.
Finish with, again, that might all sound rather sort of highfalutin and a bit rarefied, which is always a danger with a season like this for the outside observer. But I found, certainly with The Mill and the Cross, that by referencing Renaissance painting, he was making films that actually were more Fellini-esque, that actually you could sit within classical European cinema, widescreen art house cinema from the 1950s and the 1960s.
Yes, I think that's true. I think those great visionaries like Fellini who would take a subject and then just push it to its limits. Equally, I think Majewski does manage to do similar spectacular things, but without actually destroying the narrative concept. So there is always a story that takes you through from one scene to the next. It's not that these are random avant-garde collections of startling moments. These are films that have a proper beginning, middle and end and are very accessible, but within that there is an almost infinite capacity for investigation. Each, you know, Mill of the Cross, each scene is a work of art in itself. Each shot is a work of art. It's beautifully composed and you can look at it and stare at it, and sometimes you're disappointed that you've already moved on to the next. But I think these films are rewarding for any cinema goer. They are fascinating.
And Toby Miller was speaking to the Cambridge Film Festival programmer, Bill Lawrence, about the Lech Majewski season, which is a part of the festival. The retrospective, if you're interested, is on page 23 of the programme. Field of Dogs screens tonight at 6:30. The Mill on the Cross, which Toby says is extraordinary, screens on Friday at 1:30. Also showing are The Rose Room at 3 p.m. on Thursday, and Wojciech at 8 p.m. also on Thursday.